إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise him and we seek his assistance and we seek his forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that Allah may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. For certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion, and every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a shaykh, and every shaykh is in the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to continue our class, Purification of the Soul. And inshallah ta'ala, it will be an ongoing series. And we began the series with the things that we could do or say to have our sins forgiven. And then from there we moved on to a dua. The etiquettes of making dua, the times to make dua, who are the people who have their dua answered, what are the things we should stay away from in making dua, and of course the virtues of dua. And then we moved on to a short section in sincerity, and then we just completed up last week, alhamdulillah, 60 some ways or more to get to Jannah. There are many things, inshallah ta'ala, that I like to present as a part of this Purification of the Soul series. And the next section that we'll begin today, inshallah ta'ala, is from a book that I have in my hand, Maqami'u Shaytan fi Daw'il Kitabi wa Sunnati Sahiha by Salim al-Hilali. It's called The Subduing of Shaytan, or the putting of Shaytan in his place in light of the Kitab or the Quran and the authentic Hadith. All of us, inshallah ta'ala, in the attempts to purify ourselves, we have to subdue the Shaytan. We have to fight the shaitan off because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the shaitan an open enemy to us. An enemy who desires to lead us astray. And inshaAllah ta'ala, with Allah's tawfiq, if we hold fast to the Qur'an and the Sunnah, especially what we're about to hear from the Qur'an and the Sunnah from this book, with the help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we should be able to hold off the shaitan, the enemy of Allah and the enemy of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many verses in the Qur'an, refers to shaitan and the story of shaitan or Iblis and about his partners, and to show us what is shaitan's purpose, what is his plan, what are his steps, and how to stay away from the shaitan and what we can do to fight him off and to subdue him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of this in the Quran, in the authentic sunnah of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll take our first group of ayat from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter number 7, verse number 11 on. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ قَالَ فَاهْبِطْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَنْ تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا فَاخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ قَالَ أَنْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-A'raf, as he does in quite a few surahs, سبحانه وتعالى, he tells us the story of Shaytan, the cursed devil, and what he has in plan or in store for the human beings. And I'm going to use, inshaAllah ta'ala, Muhsin Khan's translation, as there are many ayahs, and I might find it a little difficulty to run off the translation. So Muhsin Khan, in translation of these ayahs, says, And surely we created you, your father Adam, and then gave you shape, the noble shape of a human being. Then we told the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated except Iblis. He refused to be of those who prostrate. Allah said, What prevented you, O Iblis, that you did not prostrate when I commanded you? Iblis said, I am better than him, referring to Adam. I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Allah said, Get you, O Iblis, down from this paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out. For you are of those humiliated and disgraced. Iblis said, Respite me till the day that they are raised up, referring to the day of resurrection. Allah said, You are of the respited. Iblis said, Because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit and wait against the human beings on your straight path. This is Shaitan, your enemy and the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it very clear what's his program. As he said, as I just back up, Iblis said, respite me till the day that they are raised up, referring to the day of resurrection. And Allah said, you are of the respited. Iblis said, because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit and wait against them, the human beings, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them as thankful ones. Rather, they will not be dutiful to you. Allah said to Iblis, get out from this paradise, disgraced and expelled. Whoever of them from among mankind follows you, then surely I will fill the hell with all of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses is showing us that the program of Shaitan, may the curse of Allah be upon him, is to sit and wait for the human beings and to see how he can lead us to the hellfire or to continue or to lead us astray as he has gone astray. And the only one who can help us is our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we turn to him and we believe in him and we obey him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save us from the plot of Shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 117, Allah also talks about a shaitan and shaitan's program, as he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا وَإِن يَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, and let me just add on another one or two. يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيطا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses says, as Muhsin Khan حفظه الله translates, they, all of those who worship other than Allah, invoking nothing but female deities besides him, besides Allah, and they invoke nothing but Satan or Shaytan, a persistent rebel. Allah curse him, or may the curse of Allah be upon him. And he, Shaytan, said, I will take an appointed portion of your slaves. Verily I will mislead them, and surely I will arouse in them false desires, and certainly I will order them to slit the ears of cattle, and indeed I will order them to change the nature created by Allah. And whoever takes Shaytan as a wali, as a protector or helper, instead of Allah, he has surely suffered a manifest loss. He, a Shaytan, makes promises to them and arouses in them false desires. And Shaytan's promises are nothing but deceptions. The dwelling of such people is hell, and they will find no way of escape from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses in his Quran, and in other verses, is trying to show us the little game or the big game that a shaitan is out to play against the human beings, so as to warn us not to get caught up into the program that shaitan has for those who he wants to lead astray. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this story again in Surah Al-Hijr, verses 28 on, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن صَلْصَالٍ مِّن حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس أبى أن يكون من الساجدين قال يا إبليس ما لك ألا تكون مع الساجدين قال لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم وإن عليك اللعنة إلى يوم الدين قال رب فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال فإنك من المنظرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم قال رب بما أغويتني لأزينن لهم في الأرض ولأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم إن عبادي ليس لك عليهم سلطان إلا من اتبعك من الغاوين وإن جهنم لموعدهم أجمعين لها سبعة أبواب لكل باب منهم جزء مقسوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses tells us, as Martin Khan translates, and remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a man, Adam, from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. So when I have fashioned him completely and breathed into him the soul which I created for him, then fall you down prostrating yourselves to him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them together, except Iblis. He refused to be among the prostrators. Allah said, O Iblis, what is your reason for not being among the prostrators? Iblis said, I am not the one to prostrate myself to a human being whom you created from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. Allah said, then get you out from here, for verily you are rajim, an outcast or a cursed one. And verily the curse shall be upon you till the day of recompense, to the day of resurrection. Iblis said, O my Lord, give me then respite till the day they, the dead, will be resurrected. Allah said, then verily you are of those reprived, till the day of a time appointed. Iblis said, O my Lord, because you mislead me, O my Lord, because you mislead me, I shall indeed adorn the path of error for mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead them all. This is his purpose here. This is what Shaytan, la'anahu Allah, is all about. O my Lord, because you misled me, I shall indeed adorn the path of error for mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead them all, except your chosen guided slaves among them. Allah said, this is the way which will lead to my straight path, or this is the way which will lead straight to me. Certainly you shall have no authority over my slaves except those who follow you from among the Ghaween or the Mushrikeen, or those who go astray, or the criminals, or the polytheists, or the evildoers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us those who are saved from the plot of Shaytan. Those obedient slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaytan has no authority over them. He has no power over them except the disobedient. The criminals, the evildoers, the wrongdoers, those who have gone astray, those who have ascribed partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah goes on to say, and surely hell is the promised place for all of them. all of them who follow Shaitan in his program. It, hell has 7 gates. For each of those gates is a special class of sinners assigned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Quran is showing us what Shaytan, la'nahullah, is all about and what's his program. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among his righteous, obedient slaves, the ones that Shaytan has no authority over. Our Shaykh Salim al-Hilali, hafazahullah, divides his book up into different sections relating to Shaytan, la'nahullah. And the first section that we're going to cover, inshallah, is the footsteps of Shaytan. The footsteps of Shaytan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 168, prohibits us from following the footsteps of Shaytan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nas, كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, O humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O humanity, eat of the things in the earth which are good and permissible. Or as Muslim Khan says, O mankind, eat of that which is lawful and good on the earth, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaytan. Verily he is to you an open enemy. So here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, prohibiting us from following the footsteps of Shaytan. And the footsteps of Shaytan are many, and we're going to deal with 8 footsteps of Shaytan, inshallah ta'ala, after Salatul Maghrib, wa sallallahu wa sallam, wa barik wa an'am, ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، شيطان, the arrogant, the one who has set out to lead us astray, the one who has no power over the obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaytan, Allah has prohibited us from following his footsteps, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 208, after I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا دخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these verses, O you who believe, enter perfectly into Islam by obeying all the rules and regulations of the Islamic religion. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly and not half-stepping, and do not follow the foots of Shaytan, verily he is an open enemy to you. Then if you slide back after clear signs have come to you, then know that Allah is Azizun Hakim, Aziz, mighty, Hakim, the wise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to stay, or prohibiting us, commanding us to stay away from the footsteps of Shaytan, prohibiting us, making it forbidden to follow the footsteps of Shaytan ar-Rajim, the curse, la'anahullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he has ordered us to stay away from and not to follow the footsteps of Shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, has showed us, has detailed the footsteps of Shaytan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse in Surah Al-An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is showing us the first footstep that we're going to mention, inshallah, from the footsteps of Shaytan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing us one of the footsteps of Shaytan, says, and when you, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, and when you see those who engage in a false conversation about our verses of the Quran by mocking at them, stay away from them till they turn to another topic. And if Shaytan causes you to forget, then sit not you after the remembrance in the company of those people who are the wrongdoers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Shaytan will make us forget if we hang out or sit around those people who make mockery of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars of Islam usually use this verse here in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse number 68, to show that it's not permissible to sit around and hang out with the kuffar or the mushrikeen. And they also use it to show that it's not permissible to sit around and hang out with the deviant Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, as it's translated, and when you see those who engage in a false conversation about our verses of the Quran by mocking them, stay away from them till they turn to another topic. The disbelieving people, all they know is the topics of disbelief and sport and play. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us that if we're around them and they're talking about baseball and basketball and kufr and women and all of the things that the disbelieving people talk about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to commands us to leave them until they change the topic to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the people who are deviant in Islam, they want to talk about the Islam, they want to talk about Islam without any knowledge. They want to make verdicts on Islam without any knowledge. They want to invent in this deen, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given the permission to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibiting us from sitting with these people, prohibiting us from sitting with the disbelieving people or the deviant Muslims. So for this reason, every one of us, each and every one of us, has a right to stay away from the deviant people for fear of some of that deviance or some of that kufr to enter into our hearts. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this deen is serious, and let's take it serious. And let's not hang out or be in the company of people who just want sport and play, people who just think about this life, people who want to change Islam for what Islam is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going on in this verse, says, and if Shaytan causes you to forget, then sit not you after the remembrance in the company of those people who do wrong. This is the first footstep among the footsteps of Shaytan that we want to make, and that is that Shaytan makes you forget. Shaytan makes the believers forget to remember their Lord, to believe in their Lord, to worship their Lord. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Kahf, الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Kahf, narrating in one of these stories, with Musa and Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهِ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 63 in Surah Al-Kahf says, as Muhsin Khan translates it, he said, do you remember when we betook ourselves to the rock? I indeed forgot the fish. None but Shaitan made me forget to remember it. It took its course into the sea in a strange way. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he did in the verse before it, is showing us that among the footsteps of Shaitan is to make the people forget, to make humanity forget in general, and in specific, to make them forget to worship Allah, to believe in Allah, to remain on the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us. And I forbid you from following the footsteps of Shaitan. Another one of the footsteps of Shaitan is his gradually winning people over by the art of persuasion, al-istidraj. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse number 155, showing how Shaitan, la'anahullah, persuaded the Muslims, gradually won them over, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those of you who turned back on the day the two hosts met, i.e. in the battle of Uhud, those of you who turned back on the day when the two hosts met in the battle of Uhud, Shaitan, it was Shaitan who caused them to backslide, run away from the battlefield because of some sins they had earned. And this is the translation of Muhsin Khan, but Allah indeed has forgiven them. Surely Allah is Ghafurun Haleem, or all forgiving, all forbearing. So here we see that the Muslims in the battle of Uhud were won over by Shaitan as he tricked them into forgetting to obey the commandment of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to concern themselves with the war booty. Shaitan gradually won them over by showing them, see, if you just disobey the commandment of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have the reward of all of that war booty. Of course, the companions of the Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi didn't just jump right at it, but Shaitan gradually won them over into disobeying the Messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And this is one of the footsteps of Shaitan, that he gradually wins the people over by whispering, as we're going to go on, whispering to them to make them do something of disobedience to Allah or to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am shows us another one of the footsteps of Shaitan, and that is that Shaitan beautifies your deeds to you. Your wrong deeds, your sinful deeds, your disobedience, your disbelief, Shaitan makes it look real pleasing to you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 63, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تالله لقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فهو وليهم اليوم ولهم عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, by Allah, we indeed sent messengers to the nations before you, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but shaitan made their deed fair seeming to them. So shaitan is their helper, their wali, today in this world, and theirs will be a painful torment in the hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us another footstep among the footsteps of shaitan, and that is that he makes their deeds seem fair seeming to them. Their disbelief, their disobedience, shaitan makes it seem good to them. Makes it seem like it's okay, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajr, verse number 39, as we read earlier, Allah says, on the tongue of Shaytan, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلُؤُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaytan says, O my Lord, because you misled me, I shall indeed adorn the path of error for mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead all of them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that shaitan himself is saying, stating his purpose, that he will adorn error, misguidance, sin, and disbelief to humanity in order that he can mislead everyone who he wants. إِلَّا عِبَادِكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except your chosen guided slaves from among you. So shaitan la'anahullah, among his steps is that he makes the deeds seem fair seeming to us, beautifies the disbelief and the sin to us, so that we can follow him and be led astray, just as he was led astray, la'anahullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring a little more detail to this issue, making the picture a little more vivid and showing how shaitan beautifies sin to us. As the messenger of Allah salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, an authentic hadith collected by Imam Muslim, says, إِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ تَقْبَلُ فِي صُورَةِ شَيْطَانٍ وَتَدْبُرُ فِي صُورَةِ شَيْطَانٍ فَإِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ امْرَأَةً فَأَعْجَبَتْهُ فَلْيَأْتِ أَهْلَهُ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَرُدُّ مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing how shaytan can beautify things to us. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed a lady comes forth in the picture or in the shape of a shaitan. Indeed a lady comes forth in the shape of a shaitan, in the picture, in the image of a shaitan. And the lady goes back, she's coming forth and going back in the image of a shaitan. So if any one of you sees a lady that pleases him, then let him go to his wife, because that will remove from him what he has in himself. Shaitan comes in the image of women, stinking, nasty, naked, filthy women, as they walk down the street, enticing the believing men to want to commit a sin with them. This is how shaitan beautifies your deeds to you. This is how shaitan makes sin seem beautiful. And there's no need to go into any detail into seeing that when shaitan takes the image of a lady, how beautiful he can make that deed seem. And the Messenger of Allah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, with the finest guidance, gave us the guidance to stay away from the things that shaitan make beautiful to us, and that is if he comes to us in the picture or in the image of a lady, and she's very pleasing to us, then all we have to do is come home, go home to our wives, and that will remove from us what we have in ourselves of being led astray by that which shaitan has made beautiful to us. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration, عن أبي كبشة الأنمازي قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أصحابه فدخل ثم خرج وقد اغتسل فقلنا يا رسول الله قد كان شيء قال أجل مرت بي فلانة فوقع في قلبي شهوة النساء فأتيت بعض أزواجي فأصبتها فكذلك فافعلوا فإنه من أمثل أعمالكم إتيان الحلال. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this narration, and it's the narration of Abi Kabsha, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with some of his companions. He entered upon them, and then he left. And then we realized that he had went to take a ghusl. So he said, Ya Rasulallah, is there something up? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. A lady walked past me, and the desire for women fell in my heart. So I went home and got with one of my wives and fulfilled my desire, and that's what I'm commanding you to do, because there's nothing better indeed than doing that which is halal, referring to coming to your wives. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that shaitan comes in the image of a lady, and that lady puts into our hearts a desire, a strong desire to practice the haram. And the best thing we can do when we find ourselves in this situation that shaitan has put us in is to come home and to enjoy the pleasure with our wives, because nothing is better than the halal. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us guidance, showing us what we can do when the shaitan, la'anahullah, has beautified something to us, and beautifying the deed to humanity is one of the footsteps of shaitan. Just to review the footsteps of shaitan, he said that the first step was that shaitan entices us to forget, or makes us forget. And the second step was that he gradually wins you over. And that gradually winning you over is of the third step, or among the things which gradually win you over, is that shaitan makes things beautiful, seem beautiful to us, and by this, he wins us over. Among the other things that shaitan uses to win us over is fear. Shaitan uses fear to win us over, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 175, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is only shaitan that suggests to you fear of his awliya, of his supporters and friends. So don't fear them, but fear me if indeed you are believers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that shaitan, and he puts fear in the hearts of his friends and his protectors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us not to fear shaitan. Shaitan makes them fearful of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the footsteps of shaitan is that he makes it easy for those weak people to fall into sin and to fall into disobedience. Among the footsteps of shaitan is that he commands the people to do indecencies, to disbelieve, and to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do the opposite. Among the footsteps of shaitan is that he entices and encourages and pushes the disbelievers to do sin or to do evil deeds. And the last step among the footsteps of shaitan that our Shaykh Salim al-Hilali rahimahullah mentions is that shaitan declares Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to worship Him. And we know how to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by that which comes in the Qur'an and the authentic sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we know that shaitan puts fear in our heart, wins us over to disobedience after we have said ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and we said that we wanted to change our lives from disobedience to obedience. Shaitan puts fear in our hearts to win us over by saying, don't wear your pants above your ankles, you'll look funny, the people will laugh at you. You begin to be afraid, maybe they'll laugh at me, maybe they'll make fun of me, maybe they won't accept me, maybe, maybe, maybe. Shaitan put the fear in your heart of the people, of his friends and his protectors. Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. Don't fear them, but fear me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more right that he be obeyed than we fearing what the disbelieving helpers and friends and protectors of shaitan will have to say to us. The examples are many, and this is just one example, that shaitan puts fear in our hearts, makes us afraid of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we have taken our shahadatain. Let's not follow the footsteps of shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Among the footsteps of shaitan, لَعْنَهُ اللَّهِ, is that he makes sinning or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy. He makes it seem very easy for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and makes it seem very difficult for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that the Messenger, it makes it easy for us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't made any difficulty for us in this deen. And we know that this deen is the easy deen, easy for everyone to practice. But shaitan, la'anahu Allah, he makes it easy for us to practice disobedience. He makes it easy for us to fall into the sin after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to obey Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad, verse number 25 says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ الشَّيْطَانُ سَوَّلَ لَهُمْ وَأَمْلَىٰ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily those who have turned back, who have apostated and became disbelievers after the guidance has become manifest to them, shaitan has beautified for them their false hopes, and Allah has prolonged their term for them. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Marsul Khan said has beautified them for them their false hope, or has made it easy, sawwala lahum, or has made it easy for them to make mistakes and to fall into sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, showing us one of the footsteps of shaitan, is that he makes it easy for them, for his friends and his protectors, for those people who aren't obedient to their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan makes it easy for them to disobey their Lord, and makes it easy for them to fall into sin. Among the footsteps of shaitan is that he commands us, he makes it compulsory on us to disobey our Lord. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد عبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaytan, and whoever follows the footsteps of shaytan, then indeed shaytan commands to do al-fahsha, or to commit indecencies, and especially illegal sexual intercourse, and to do munkar, or disbelief, and polytheism, and any type of wicked or evil deed. And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy to you, not one of you would have ever purified himself. But Allah purifies whoever He wills, and Allah is Sami'un Alim. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laying everything out for us, is telling us not to follow the footsteps of shaitan. Not to follow the footsteps of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, and whoever follows the footsteps of shaitan, then shaitan commands him to do fahsha and munkar, to do all types of disobedience and disbelief and bad deeds and everything that's against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from humanity. Shaitan commands you to do it if you follow his footsteps, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden for you to follow his footsteps. And Allah goes on, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, to show us, if it wasn't for the mercy of Allah and His blessings to us, none of us could have purified himself. If it wasn't for the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of us would have purified our hearts from sin, would have purified our hearts from shirk and kufr. None of us could have purified our hearts from disobedience to Allah if it wasn't for the mercy and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, that we couldn't have did it ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify whoever He wants, and Allah is Sami'un Alim, or the hearing, the hearer, and the knower. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us that it's from His mercy and it's from His blessing that we can be purified, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, among His greatest blessings to us, among His greatest mercy to us, is that He has allowed us to be able to read His book, Al-Quran, His speech, and to be able to take heed to the warnings that He makes in it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this book shows us how to purify ourselves. And among the ways that we can purify ourselves is not following the footsteps of shaitan. And among his footsteps is he commands us to do sin. He commands us to do disobedience. And that whenever we look at doing this or that, doing something in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something to disobedience, than to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling us to do obedience, calling us to believe. But shaitan and his helpers and friends, they're the ones who call us to do evil. So whenever we make a choice to do something sinful, then know that it's shaitan who is calling us to do that sinful act, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from following the footsteps of shaitan, so don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Among the footsteps of shaitan is that here he commands us, and in another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he entices us, encourages us, and pushes us by whatever means he has to do sin, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, verse number 73, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and don't you see that we have sent shayateen, or shaitans, to the disbelievers to push them into doing sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent shayateen, devils, to the disbelieving people to force them to do sin. And if we look at the lives of the disbelievers, we see that their lives are engrossed in sin, engrossed in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, we shouldn't be amazed at the kufr or the disbelief or the sins of the kuffar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent shayateen to them to push them to do sin. And there is no sin greater than kufr. There is no sin greater than kufr. We can look at someone selling drugs, or we can look at a businessman and all of the usury or the interest that he's collecting from the people unjustly. We can look at these sins and say, Subhanallah, how can somebody do such a sin? These sins aren't big when we look at the biggest sin of kufr. And shaitan, la'anahullah, is pushing and inciting and encouraging the disbelieving people to do sins. So it's not surprising to us that we find the disbelieving people committing these sins after the sin of shirk and kufr. This is the biggest, the worst, the most evil sin one could commit, to ascribe power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Allah. And I'm making this say that when we die, let's not think the drug dealer or the killer is any worse off than the businessman on Wall Street somewhere taking the riba from the people, or forcing the people to pay the riba. We shouldn't think that one of them is worse off than the other. All of them disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them committed the one sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forgive. Among the footsteps of shaitan, and this is the last footstep, inshaAllah ta'ala, that our Shaykh Salim al-Hilali mentions in his book, Maqami'u Shaytan, or Subduing Shaytan, the last footstep is that shaitan always declares his innocence, and that he gets a type of malicious joy out of everyone else following his footsteps and going astray, as he already knows that he's gone astray. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse number 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how shaytan la'anahullah frees himself or declares his innocence and happily rejoices in leading the people astray, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخ ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي، إني كفرتم بما أشركتمون من قبل، إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Quran showing us the need to purify our soul, giving us the finest guidance, is showing us how shaitan uses these footsteps to lead us astray, and then after he leads us astray, he says he's free from us. He's happy. He did his job, and we fell astray by following his footsteps, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays it out in verse 22 in Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 24. And shaitan will say, when the matter has been decided, verily Allah promised you a promise of truth, and I too promised you, but I betrayed you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us Jannah if we obey him and obey his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he promises us the hellfire if we follow shaitan and his footsteps. And shaitan will say, when the matter has been decided, verily Allah promised you a promise of truth, and I too promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you except that I called you, so you responded to me. Shaitan is telling us, as he's making himself free from us after we followed his footsteps and fell into disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan is telling us, I had no authority over you except that I called you and you responded to me. Shaitan doesn't have any power except to say, come on and commit the sin. Come on and do this disobedience. Come on and get a taste of this fire. That's the only thing shaitan can do, is just to call you to it. He has no power over you except that your lowly desire accepts his call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaitan, la'anahu Allah, goes on saying, so don't blame me, but blame yourselves. Shaitan, when he called us to do the sin, when he called us to be disobedient to our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala and not to follow the sunnah of his messenger salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, and we responded to his call when he didn't have any authority except just to call us, shaitan says, don't blame me. And we find ourselves, after the guidance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, being among the disobedient, disbelieving people who will be headed to the hellfire. If we get there and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire, we can't blame shaitan. Why'd you lead me astray? Why'd you lead me astray? He's going to say, don't blame me, blame yourself. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me, shaitan, as a partner with Allah by obeying me in the life of this world. Verily there is a painful torment for the wrongdoers. Shaitan, la'anahu Allah, he's laying his trick has already been laid out. And we, even before many of us accepted Islam, we already knew some of the plots of shaitan, as we knew the famous phrase, the devil made me do it. Whenever we did something bad, we say, the devil made me do it. Now, the devil called you to do it. Come on and do it. But when you say, the devil made me do it, it's not an acceptable excuse. It won't benefit you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave the shaitan, the devil, a chance to call you to that disbelief. And Allah told you, rather he promised you Jannah if you stayed away from the footsteps of shaitan. And shaitan promises you that if you follow me in my footsteps, you'll get the hellfire. And when you want to blame me, I'm going to tell you, don't blame me, blame yourselves. I couldn't help me, nor could I help you. You indeed, as he says, I deny your former act in associating me as a partner with Allah. Shaitan is going to say, you are the one that made me a partner with Allah. I already knew I wasn't a partner with Allah. I already bore witness to the fact that I'm not a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah only gave me a time to try to call you astray. Shaitan didn't even hide his plot. He made it very clear, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to stay away from the footsteps of Shaitan, because Shaitan la'anahullah, the open enemy of Allah, is making it very clear right now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us hear these verses to know his plot, so that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah there won't be any excuse for anyone who followed the footsteps of Shaitan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showing us of the words of Shaitan, as Allah says in verse number 16, chapter number 15, Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفْرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Muhsin Khan is translating, their allies deceive them like Shaitan. When he says to man, disbelieve in Allah, be kufar. Shaitan is calling humanity to be kufar. I command you to disbelieve in Allah. But when man disbelieves in Allah, Shaitan says, I am free from you. I fear Allah, Lord of all the world. Shaitan la'anahullah, he already knows the deal. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only giving him an appointed time before his punishment comes. Shaitan knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given him any authority, any power over his believing servant, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave him the ability to just call the people to disbelief and to call the people to sinning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as soon as you follow Shaitan, he says, I'm free from you. He calls you to be down with his program, and as soon as you join, he says, I'm free from you. I fear Allah, Lord of all the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who benefit from what they hear. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us successful in subduing Shaitan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in the knowledge of the footsteps of Shaitan, so we don't fall into them. The footsteps of Shaitan is that he calls us to forget. To forget our purpose in life of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing in him and obeying him and staying away from that which he has prohibited, and not believing in that which he calls us to disbelieve in. And obeying and believing in his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and staying away from that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls us to disbelieve in and has made forbidden to us. So among the footsteps of Shaitan is that he makes us forget. And among the footsteps of Shaitan is that he gradually wins us over to his program. And by the ways that he gradually wins us over is that he beautifies our deeds to us. We think it's cool to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we have knowledge. Shaitan makes disobedience seem okay. You think you're in style. You think everybody likes you. You think you're okay. Shaitan made that disobedience, that disbelief, seem pleasing to you. Wallahi, just the other day, I was speaking to a group of brothers at Mid-State Prison, and they had some kufar in the audience. Among those kufar was a Christian. After he heard the talk, he just came up to say, that was a nice talk, but me, I believe that Jesus is the Son, and I don't know why you can't understand that. I told him, Shaitan, the devil, lied to you, called you to lie on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you followed him in that lie. And if you die following this footstep of Shaitan, if you die following this disobedience that Shaitan is calling you to, you're going to enter the hellfire, and Shaitan is going to say, I'm free from you. Isa ibn Maryam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say, I'm free from you. Everyone's going to be free from you, and all it is a matter of time. You should believe in Islam. You should leave off the footsteps of Shaitan before it's too late. So Shaitan can make things seem beautiful to you. And I don't know how many times on these bumper stickers that I see the Christians sanctifying themselves, purifying themselves, saying, guess what? Jesus loves me. Or God loves me. Guess what? Allahu Akbar. Shaitan made it seem so beautiful to them that they sanctify themselves. They walk around bragging, even on their bumper stickers, that Allah loves them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yuhibbu al-kafirin. Allah does not love the disbelievers. So Shaitan beautifies this disbelief to the people, and we shouldn't be surprised if when calling people to Islam, we find that they don't respond because Shaitan has made their disobedience and their disbelief seem pleasing to them, and this is a footstep from among the footsteps of Shaitan. Among the other ways that Shaitan gradually wins the people over is that Shaitan puts fear in their hearts. Shaitan makes them fearful of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the footsteps of Shaitan is that he makes it easy for those weak people to fall into sin and to fall into disobedience. Among the footsteps of Shaitan is that he commands the people to do indecencies, to disbelieve, and to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do the opposite. Among the footsteps of Shaitan is that he entices and encourages and pushes the disbelievers to do sin or to do evil deeds. And the last step among the footsteps of Shaitan that our Shaykh Salim al-Hilali rahimahullah mentions is that Shaitan declares his innocence. That Shaitan enjoys and gets a pleasure out of calling you to the hellfire, calling you to disobey your Lord, and when you do it, he's just going to say, I'm free from you. Don't blame me. The devil didn't make you do it. You did it. All I did was call you after Allah promised you. And the promise of Allah was the truth, and my promise was falsehood. But you chose the promise of falsehood over the promise of truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, Al-Razzaq Al-Kareem, to give us the strength to stay away from following the footsteps of Shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this knowledge that we gain firm in our minds so we can be on certainty of the footsteps of Shaitan so we don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and to save us from the hellfire. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.